Belux Messenger correcting the system.
I'm sorry?
This is Belux Messenger updating system.
What system?
This is Belux Messenger, I'm updating system, room 211. Thank you.
What the guest name?
Room 211, technician, Belux Messenger, red nickname.
What the guest name?
No.
It's 211, but you don't know the guest name.
No, room 211, I'm conducting a technical from what Dubai in room 211. I need to install system in phone. 211.
You don't have system in the phone. Sir, I cannot transfer you unless you know the guest name.
Okay, I know guest name. This is me.
Now, one moment. What company are you again?
Belux Messenger updating system, Sinfoot.
Okay, one moment.
Oh, My life is electronic. I love her all day. I never forget that when my life fly away. My love's electronic. I love her all the morning. I love her so, so much. My love's electronic.
Hey kids, you are listening to Gay Cat Park, My Love is Electronic, from the Synthetic Woman re-release. This is UBC Radio CITR-FM 101.9, Beppe Crest Band filling in for Nardo. Nardwar at the South by Southwest Conference for the next few days. So I am behind the wheels of steel here for the next hour and a half or so. Up momentarily, we have music from the Bombay Disco compilation. Music from the Electronic Toys Volume 2 compilation.
I think you should straighten up a little bit. I think you should.
And from the High Voltage 3 CD set of avant-garde experimental electronic music.
You need a kick in the ass once in a while.
Kishore Kumar and Chorus, Disco 82 on UBC Radio CITR.
न दिखाओ मैं परिंदा नहीं मेरी खुशियां मेरे सपने हैं जिंदा यहीं मुझे पिंजरा न दिखाओ मैं परिंदा नहीं मुझे कहने दे तुझको मेरी कसम फिर जाम है कोई जहर तो नहीं इसे पी के गुनगुनाऊं तू खफा तो नहीं ये जाम तो फिर जाम है कोई जहर तो नहीं इसे पी के गुनगुनाऊं तू खफा तो नहीं मुझे जीने दे तुझको मेरी कसम
डिस्को 82 डिस्को 82 डिस्को 82
बाकी हम बहते रहे तू मुझसे मैं तुझसे कुछ कह एक डिस्को, तू एक डिस्को, दुनिया है एक डिस्को,
डिस्को 82,
डिस्को 82,
डिस्को 82,
ला 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 ला।
Thank you. के भूखे दिल के दिल दे दो दिल दे के दिल ले लो प्यार करूं यार बनूं प्यार करूं हां
भूखे भूखे भूखे
तेरे भूखे
तू है इश्क की बोगी तो मैं दीवाना सामने तो आना
दिल में रचने कहीं ऐसा है से कोई नहीं दिल लेके दिल दे दे यार बने प्यार करे हां
Boogie,
boogie, boogie,
boogie,
boogie, boogie.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You are listening to music from the Electronic Toys Volume 2 compilation. This is Space Express from Canada's own Harry Brewer, followed by the Sputniks and Lewis and B.B. Baron, again from the 3CD set of avant-garde and experimental electronic music. Currently storming up the charts here at CITR. It's called High Voltage. We'll be back with the Sputniks after Mr. Brewer. Space Express on UBC Radio CITR.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Hey kids, I mentioned earlier on that Harry Brewer is in fact from Canada. Rather, it is Bruce Hack, who's playing behind us a track called Party Machine, again from the Electronic Toys Volume 2 release. We have Crossley Bendix doing his arts review up in about 5-7 minutes time. A collection of previously unheard of spoken word, I guess, from Andy Kaufman. Comic Andy Kaufman. Comic, ex-comic, anti-comic Andy Kaufman. We'll be hearing a couple selections from his Andy Kaufman and His Grandmother release. Gay Cat Park. Kim Fowley. Pierre Schaefer before 5 o'clock when it is time for News 101 here at CITR. Cabaret Voltaire up momentarily with a track that goes back 30 years, 2424, from their Crackdown release. Bruce Hack, Party Machine on the Nardwuar the Human Presents radio program here on CITR.
Of the classics with a twist. Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
For this jibber jabber, I want to eat right now. How long do I have to wait? I want to eat right now. I love crisp, crunchy crust. Ooh, it's so golden brown and crispy. Look at all those delicious grill marks. It's so golden brown and crispy. This is delicious. My taste buds is going wild. Ooh, it's so golden brown and crispy. That's right, boys and girls. It's always brown and crispy. Ooh, that looks finger-licking good. Ooh, I'm starting to get hungry again.
can't cook fries and fried chicken without oil. Ooh, they're so golden brown and crispy. Ooh, that's cool. They're so golden brown and crispy. I pity the fool who would do that.
But I'm glad you did.
And now, Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of Stylistic Premonitions for the Universal Media Network, with today's Arts Review.
But hello. I once had a film appreciation instructor who dressed entirely in corduroy and told his students that all films should be considered dreams and should be taken no more or less seriously than dreams with regard to their effect on our waking life. Now, perhaps I was just an impressionable youngster, but I believed him. That rang a buzzer. And ever since, I have gone to the movies and gone to sleep. When assigned to review a movie, I never take notes. If I can't remember it, when the lights go on and I wake up, forget it. Oh, sure, some deadlines pass and I haven't come up with anything memorable to write about. Irresponsible. No more irresponsible than some movies I've seen. Anyway, I can't be fired. I'm the boss here in the Stylistic Premonitions Department. And what's all this writing about movies worth, anyway? Publicity people create their careers by clipping that one flattering line out of context and slapping it on the big splashy ads in the weekend papers. When you think about it, all commentary on film ends up being advertising for the commercial product that movies are. Actually, when you realize all the money required to produce movies, all the skeptical investors that need to be collared, the equipment to be leased, locations to be secured, insurance processing, all the collaborative aesthetic decisions that must be made all along the way, all the uncontrollable complications and compromises that must be dealt with, it's truly amazing that this art form is even referred to as an art form. But ultimately, that's not the half of it. No, movies are far more than just some newfangled technologically based theater craft. Of course, it's difficult for us to see the forest for the fires. For instance, future archaeologists will one day be carefully dusting the sand off a multiple exit cloverleaf in what was once Los Angeles with a toothbrush, if people still have teeth in the future. Yes, the U.S. superhighway system will someday be seen for what it really is, our society's greatest sculptural achievement, perfectly expressive of our culture's way of life, our desires, our strengths, and our follies. Freeways will be far more impressive than any traditional forms of architecture or puny stabs at statuary, not to mention the beams, slabs, sheets, boxes, bricks, poles, holes, piles, mounds, trenches, foam, chrome, domes, plumbing, light bulbs, wire, tires, and fiberglass that are displayed by what are supposed to be today's sculptural avant-garde. And while digging beneath the sand that covers Los Angeles, those future archaeologists will surely be after more than crumbling freeways. They will also be after all those ancient movies and the equipment to run them. Film directors and script writers, you're way ahead of me. That's right, this is an idea you could use. Especially appealing to those among you who like to use the old movies within movies gambit. You see, well, you can see, can't you? Deep future. Most sought after artifacts from ancient America are movies. Dig, dig, dig. Hollywood tar pits. Contrast between our sci-fi views of the future and how it really is. Throw in a few subplots, a love angle. You see the drift. Well, I know many directors do listen to my arts reviews, so there's a free inspiration. Take it away. A simple credit at the end would be plenty, so go ahead, it's yours. I'll sleep through it. Anyway, all that is only analogous to the point I'm actually making, which is that while movies are our most popular medium of entertainment, that won't prevent them from being recognized in the future as the highest and most significant art form of the 20th century. Integrating sight and sound in a 24-frame-per-second dreamlike state of receptivity, movies make their impression in time with no nagging physical residue. But unlike other theatrical arts, which occur in real time, movies occur in unreal time. And, as you might be able to guess, unreal time is already hitting everyone's spot art-wise and will become only more emotionally relevant as time goes on. Recent discoveries in quantum physics make this inevitable, regardless of the uncertainty principle. And finally, how could I end an arts review of movies without giving you my candidate for the greatest film of all time? Well, this is how. By substituting a brief discussion concerning why it is impossible to call yourself an American and go on promoting stupid hierarchies of evaluation proclaiming this or that number one, the quote, best. When you consider that these constant popularity contests limit our general perception of the crucial plurality of impressions, styles, values, feelings, and types of sense, which make a culture flexible and provide the only avenues for evolution and progression, you begin to see how our obsessive search for number one creates the tunnel vision down at the end of which we will eventually spot social history's locomotive of decline, bearing down on us much too fast.
Listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
November 12, 1977, then little-known self-described song and dance man, Andrew Jeffrey Kaufman, purchased a piece of technology that was somewhat advanced for its time, a microcassette recorder. The continual presence of this tiny recording device would consume his life from that moment on.
Are we recording?
No, not yet. Was that all right with you?
Oh, yeah. So are we recording now? You go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to if it works.
Because you know what? I'm recording you, too.
Oh, good.
Yes, you want to hear? Yes.
It's
hard to explain. Like, for instance, if people buy a record called Andy and His Grandmother, they think, oh, wow. Andy Kaufman made a record with his grandmother. This must be hilarious. And they show a picture of me and my grandmother on the cover. And they like draw in little, you know, people going, laughing at the, you know, and then they put it on and it's like just a regular conversation. Every day, seven. And people are going to say, what? What is this? You know. Well, I like to do that to people, you know. It's like, it would be like a big practical joke.
Really? What? Where do you get off playing that and taping me?
You're on tape now.
Why don't you turn that thing off?
No. Okay.
Turn off that thing.
I mean, all you want to do is record these things and just say them and make yourself puffed up and feel good.
I'm going to put that on. I'm not kidding you.
Shut that off before I shut you off for good.
Turn it off.
Why don't you shut it off?
Thank you. He has a recorder and everything I say he has. Turn it off, I'll kill you.
You want to waste your fucking tape? Waste? No. Enough is enough.
Why?
We don't need it.
We don't need all this.
Just
hullabaloo.
I know what you're doing, Andy. I mean, I know you. What you're doing is like you feed things into me, and you get my reaction, and then it goes on tape, and then, you know, you listen to it, or you save it, or whatever you're going to do. I don't know what the heck you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, you think that I really don't know. When you group on me, and you think that I really don't know, and really I know, and you know that I really know, but you say I don't know.
I think you should straighten up a little bit. I think you should look at yourself in the mirror sometime and say, look, what am I doing? Why am I this way? You know, you need a kick in the ass once in a while. And lately, you really needed it. And I worry about you. Maybe it's all a goof, and you're just goofing when you're acting this way. I don't know why you're doing it, but it's not good and it's not healthy. It's not right. Not that I'm saying you don't have it together. I'm sure you do. You're a genius, and you really are. You're a genius.
I know.
But
the reason I can say I know incidentally is because when the word genius is not something that's individually, you know, it's not anything that the individual necessarily takes the credit for. Do you know what I mean? If a person is indeed a genius, then that geniusness has been given to him as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as though it's something that I've done. That's why I'm able to say I know instead of thank you, because if I would say thank you, that means I would be taking the credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
But instead I say I know, because mm-hmm. I know that I've got the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Genius.
That's very nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's very nice.
See?
It is.
See, aren't I smart?
Kaufman's experimentation became increasingly ambitious.
Doing a routine of comedy that's funny when you're sleeping. Like, you know how people wake up in the middle of the night from a dream they had, they thought it was so funny. And it's the kind of thing where in waking state it just isn't funny. So do a whole routine of jokes and routines that are funny in the dreaming state. And it's like transcendental humor.
In order to experience his development, please fall into a deep, comfortable state of sleep, and then have a friend or associate play the audio. Please refrain from listening to this track while you are awake, as it will spoil the effect. Remember, only a sleeping mind can appreciate the comedy that is to follow.
I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I come from Sandy, I come from Sandy, I come from Sandy, and I eat mashed potato. I was reading a book with my back towards the audience, and then I started turning my head like I do when I do Elvis, but then I kept reading the book, but without looking at the book.
All right, you're gonna be my court jester, and you'd better make me laugh, or else your head will be chopped off. But before, but I only need you once in a while. In the meantime, you'll row just like the rest of them.
The only way to reach happiness is at top of mountain. It waits for you.
Federico Fellini.
Oh, hello.
Yes, hello. You are a genius.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your
tape recorder
give me great happiness. Make me feel new man again.
Thank you very much. It is an honor to be speaking to you.
Thank you.
You have been my favorite artist for a long time.
Thank you very much.
And 8 and a half was big influence on me. The mother and the father and the little baby. They have three cars. For some reason, they're stuck somewhere with three cars. They got to get them back home or whatever. So they say, well, what are we going to do? 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 How are we going to do? There's only two of us. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And a baby and a little kid. And how are we going to drive three cars? What are we going to do? So then joking around, the wife says, well, we can have little Charlie, that's the kid's name, little Charlie drive, and Charlie says,
yeah, I can drive, Dad.
So anyway, he teaches the kid how to drive, and, you know, all the basic things, and the kid, you know, the kid can hardly do it, but with some miracle, hopefully, they'll make it. Father goes, now push your foot on the gas, and the kid does it too much, and you hear, you know, it's in neutral, the car's in neutral, and he says, no, not that much, just a little, so that's right, you got it, okay. Okay, well, anyway, they all get in their cars, right, and they start driving, and of course, immediately, the kid crashes. I mean, you know, you see, like, three of them from a helicopter view, and, like, you see the Charlie's car, like, he goes right into a tree, I mean, real fast, I mean, you know, maybe gets hurt or not, and anyway, that's that. See, because everyone's expecting this miracle to happen and them to make it, you know, but he doesn't. Hey.
You're beautiful, I love you all, thank you very much. I wish I could stay here all night with you, you've been so kind to me.
This is Andy.
And this is Jake.
From Weirdest Band in the World. And you're listening
to University of British Columbia Radio.
CITR.
FM.
We just heard a handful of selections from the Andy Kaufman and His Grandmother release. Google it up and check out the Wikipedia page reference to that release. It's quite interesting. Certainly if you're a fan of Andy Kaufman or CITR for that matter, this is a must-have release. Rest in peace, Andy Kaufman. Right now we have Gay Cat Park from Italy. A track that I guess was a bit of a cult fave back in the early 80s. Seattle's Medical Records have reissued it. Kim Fowley going back many, many years with two selections momentarily, and then Pierre Schaefer wrapping the program up today. I'm Beppe Crespan. Tune in again. I have a program from 7 to 9 Sunday mornings playing very similar musical styles to what you've heard today. Nardwar should be back next week. If not, I've been empowered to get behind the wheels of steel on his behalf. Again, have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. News 101 is up at 5 o'clock. This is UBC Radio CITR.
so sad, went away crying, so mad, really was trying to give you what you needed, needed what you had. Everything you gave me, baby, all was something bad. So glad to get out when I did. So bad to be out on the skids. Instead of in your arms, you did me so much harm. I feel dead sorrow inside. Teardrops back. If I came around, you'd stab me in the back. So good, I'm not on the rack. Hey, I'm getting ready just to attack. My grief is heavy, cause the wrong is long. Cause I'm damned for crying for what I am. I hate you. I hate you for giving me all your pain. I hate you. Yes, I hate you. Thanks for letting me off your chain.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs. Because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.